What we should do is issue currency debt-free and base it on time unit of value, as Ithaca, New York has done for 20 years. It's something that we can do tomorrow. We don't have to wait for a vote. We don't have to wait for our kings. We don't have to be damn slaves anymore. Anymore. Do you hear me? This is the silver bullet to destroy the parasitic systems which have robbed us of our souls, which have robbed us of our will to resist. But I think it's time for the Republic, to fight back. Right here, right now.
Because indeed, right here, right now, what better time than now for the people of the planet to stand up with their neighbors and create organic local currencies issued usury-free so that they can escape their servitude, which has kept the people in lack, in fear, in hardship. It's time for the Jubilee. It's time for the people to stand up. And my name is Wayne Walton. I am the host of Mountain Hours Revolution Radio. And I've got a great show today. I'm glad you're listening. And in the first hour, we're going to have Stephen Rockney, who is the owner of the Dredge Restaurant. That is the location of our very first transaction for Mountain Hours. So he is quite a pioneering patriot to step out of his debt servitude and look at another way. In the second hour, we'll have my monetary mentor, George Whitehurst Berry, who was formerly on another network until started to get into some topics which the network didn't like. And we'll get into that into the second hour. And what topics don't the establishments like? Well, it's the correct positions on monetary policy. So please come check out our correct position. We've got it. It's mountainhours.com, and we're going to have a showcase of this local currency. It's rockymountainpuff.com. rockymtnpuff.com, and we will have a variety of patriots coming that are known nationally, starting with Sheriff Richard Mack, Adam Kokesh, Gary Franchi, Luke Radowski, Joby Weeks, along with some local populace, Tisha Cassida, David Justice, and the musical acts are the Wandering Monks and Jordan Page. So this is going to be quite an event, a three-day event, where literally you don't just come and listen to speakers, you don't just come and listen to musicians. You do all of those things. In addition to that, you actually come and spend a local sovereign currency, an organic currency that's issued without a debt and without interest. So this is a real, you know, if you're going to go on a tourist trip, go experience something truly unique. That's our unique selling proposition with the show, is we correctly identify. The problem isn't necessarily big government or small government or anything along those lines. What the problem is a debt-based monetary system where the parasitic usurers bankrupt those nations and remove their sovereignty. And then thereafter, since the countries aren't sovereign, they're not operating at the interest of the people, they're operating at the interest of the parasite, and then there's always plenty of abundance for the parasites and no or very little abundance for the producers. We intend to revert that to a natural state where the producers get the to have abundance. And that's just that should stand to reason. That's the natural state of things. But we'll be right back after this message with Stephen Rockney.
Let's share our lives, unfollowed by the war. The unclean, unseen, omnipresent force. There's more money owed than there is in circulation. That's how the elite covertly murder nation. Ever notice how the struggle never ends? The rising cost of living, now we're all running thin. Inflation's an equation for a permanent enslavement. Interest is the whip they use to hit us.
The Bible recommends a universal debt jubilee for societies which have been enslaved by usury. Usury, interest, or riba is a mathematic fraud which always creates victims in a game of musical chairs where there is far more debt than there is money to pay it. A contract based on usury, interest, or riba is void, as it is impossible for all borrowers to pay. The parasitic usurers can engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. Universal debt jubilee via organic money to hire the sheriff to stop enforcing the parasitic usurers' liens. Let's create a real-life miracle in 2012. It's time for the jubilee. It's constitutional, biblical, moral, ethical, spiritual, and possible. Hope, joy, and abundance in 2012. Pass on the good news. This has been a public service announcement from K-Rock, the Truth Hammer, and Mountain Hours. The Bible recommends a universal debt jubilee for societies which have been enslaved by usury. Usury, interest, or riba is a mathematic fraud which always creates victims in a game of musical chairs where there is far more debt than there is money to pay it. A contract based on usury, interest, or riba is void, as it is impossible for all borrowers to pay. The parasitic usurers can engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. Universal debt jubilee via organic money to hire the sheriff to stop enforcing the parasitic usurers' liens. Let's create a real-life miracle in 2012. It's time for the jubilee. It's constitutional, biblical, moral, ethical, spiritual, and possible. Hope, joy, and abundance in 2012. Pass on the good news. This has been a public service announcement from K-Rock, the Truth Hammer, and Mountain Hours.
Adobe Weeks here. I'm with the Ron Paul Bikini team. We're on a cross-country tour. You guys see that picture floating around Facebook I posted the other day? It had like 500 shares of the girls dressed in the Ron Paul bikinis. Well, we need to build the team.
Would you like to join the Ron Paul Bikini team? We're recruiting members at ronpaulbikiniteam.com. Just trying to find smart, sexy girls to speak revolution lingo.
Yeah, that's. I'm flattered. That sounds great.
Ron Paul Bikini Team!
If you'd like to be a part of it, go to ronpaulbikiniteam.com, upload a picture of yourself wearing a bikini and with a Ron Paul bumper sticker, some Ron Paul earrings or necklace, and we're going to culminate in Breckenridge, Colorado, 7-7. Join the Ron Paul Bikini Team and come hang out with Sheriff Mack, Adam Kokesh, Gary Ferran, singers like Jordan Page and the Wandering Monks. Get backstage passes and VIP by joining the Ron Paul Bikini Club.
Well, exactly true. Why are we here? It's surely not to live in pain and fear. And it is time for our souls to shine. And I'm very thankful that Stephen Rockney's on the line. He's someone who is in Summit County, and he stood up. He took a courageous position, and he was one of the participants in our very first transaction for Mountain Hours. That's a very pioneering position. It's courageous, and I want to publicly recognize that. What a beautiful movement toward truth and the light and the way. Thank you very much. Steve, are you there?
Yes, I am, Wayne.
All right, outstanding. Well, we're excited to have you on, and this is basically going to be an ongoing regular guest on the show, so we wanted the listeners to get to meet you and know about your restaurant, your business, and your awakening. And you know, like you, like many people, like we, you know, we wake up and then it's like we're frantic to tell everybody around us. As soon as we're sure that we're not going crazy, we want to make sure that we speak to as many other people as we can and get them to wake up as well. So how did that initially happen for you? How did you initially come to your awakening?
I came to my awakening via basically probably Obama basically kind of woke me up, because it seemed like, you know, I was such a Republican. I was always for, I mean, I would, when I went to vote, I would just mark off the Republican. Whoever was a Republican, I just marked that off. I really wouldn't pay that much attention to differences between really Republicans and Democrats. So when George W. Bush, I hate to say it, but I thought he would be like, go down history as one of the greatest presidents ever. And then when it went from George Bush's presidency, and there's a few things that he did, and like, oh, Republicans would never vote for a bailout and do all these things. And then when it went from that presidency into Obama's presidency, and I saw really there is no difference. I mean, what everything Obama talked about and said he was going to do, he did absolutely none of it. So I then went from kind of wondering what was really going on to going to a Tea Party event on April 15th, 2009. And that is, I of course came across We Are Change, a booth they had set up down there. And I got some Alex Jones, I guess, paraphernalia. And watching that really just put all the pieces together.
That's We Are Change Colorado down in Denver.
Yes.
How beautiful this all works out. That, you know, it's literally, it's We Are Change Colorado members who are starting the Next Hour system down in Denver, which is Mile High Hours. And because we're all going through this together, it's just so beautiful to me that they're the ones that brought you that information. And for them, like, as just like when, you know, when you wake somebody up because you gave them a CD or a DVD, and then you find out later that was the key to unlocking them, it, you know, so few people, you never get that feedback. So it feels so good when you get that. So they love hearing stuff like that, just you know, you do when you wake up family members. And it's just cool. So that was 2009, and like you, just like me, I voted for Bush twice. I voted for McCain, and here we are. What was the next step? You learned about, say, 9/11 Truth from Alex Jones?
Oh, yeah. Learn about 9/11 Truth, you know, learn about false flag operations, learn about all, and, you know, of course, once you discover something like that, you think you discovered the greatest thing on earth, and, you know, it'd be so easy just to show everybody, and all of a sudden I'm just going to wake everybody up. It's unbelievably how hard it is to actually change people's minds, and even actually just to show them that there's another point of view out there. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, and this is coming from had expressed to me previously that you know, you're not coming like you're a Republican guy. That you're not like a neocon chicken hawk. Like it was your intention to go serve in the Air Force. You were an ROTC member, intending to go be a fighter pilot.
Oh yeah, I was probably one of the brainwashed zombies out there, who actually believed that we were doing good around this world, and I thought that the best way I could help our country and help people around the world was, I guess, to go drop bombs on them. So I guess that wasn't very smart timing.
Yeah, it's you know, it's funny to laugh, but I agree with you fully. That's what I was intending to do. It's just the movies, like you get this kind of a hero thing, and you're just like shooting, and it's like a, you know, when you're young, it just seems like it's what your country wants you to go kill stuff and blow it up. Well, like, okay, it looks, I would sooner do that than you know, be an infantry grunt or something.
In a bullet bag, for the Air Force. So at least you're behind the lines, in the rear of the gear, we all always like to say, you know.
Right, right. What particular you know, was it a family thing that moved you toward the military, or was it you just wanted to fly jets, or what was the attraction there?
Yeah, it was the excitement of wanting to fly jets and fly planes, and I always liked to drive fast cars and motorcycles, and it was certainly the thrill of flying was certainly a big, huge part of it. And going to the military is basically what a better way to have someone else pay for me to get my pilot's license. It was, I couldn't see a better way to do it.
Yep, yep. So, all right. So, from the Alex Jones phase, I assume, like I did, you turn around and you want to start speaking to your family members. How did that process go?
It's been quite slow, actually. It took my parents kind of, I mean, woke up a little bit. They're still in the Republican-Democrat phase, so. But my parents and the rest of my family, some of them were awake and some of them refused to even try and pay attention to it whatsoever. They don't want to believe that 9/11 is an inside job. It's just too painful.
Yeah.
And, you know, I can't really blame people for that either. It's a lot. You do feel like you're going crazy.
So when you woke up, you were in Breckenridge then.
Yeah, I was in Breckenridge.
That's it. Well, that's where I was. It was 2008 when I woke up. I voted for McCain-Palin. I investigated the bailouts, and then I investigated how you can take gold and protect it from the FDR confiscation. And then I looked at the executive order, and it showed that FDR turned the money over to the private Federal Reserve. And I just know from, you know, you're a businessman, when a business or any entity turns its assets over to another entity, that means that entity is the real sovereign. So the Federal Reserve, anybody that knows anything about any kind of bankruptcy, you know that the Fed was the creditor then in the bankruptcy, which means that they are the sovereign, right?
I'm
sorry, go ahead.
Up because of the Federal Reserve was a private company? That's what woke you up?
Well, just whether it was private or not, ultimately, I just knew. And then, obviously I found out it was private, but it's like this is the true government, because if FDR, through executive order, tells the people to turn their gold over to anybody, and it didn't go to the U.S. Treasury, by definition, whoever the gold went to becomes the sovereign because they're the creditor. And then that means all the politicians are just puppets. So that's the way I viewed it. And, you know, that's a hard pill to swallow all by itself. Right? But what's so amazing, we literally, listeners, this is a mile apart from one another. We had never met each other, and on a basis here, they have a Ron Paul meeting on Monday nights, and that's how I met Steve. And Steve graciously hosts this event at his restaurant, which is, just like this icon restaurant of Summit County. It's one of the most beautiful structures and the most beautiful places on the planet. You know, it's just beautiful. So the next thing from there is I think you were telling me how you had woke up your wife and her parents. How can you tell the listeners about that?
When you get into, your other people's families, like your wife's family, her parents were actually more inquisitive and more interesting and knew that there was something going on, that there was a whole power structure behind the illusion of what the government was. And then again, is by showing them some, the American Dream about the Federal Reserve. It was a great show to start them off with. And then to show them, Endgame, and it brings everything to light for them as well. There is a whole another power structure behind our puppet, our puppet Congress and our puppet president.
Yeah, I like the strategy. Rather than button heads with your wife, you did an end run and got the parents, and then the parents initiated the daughter. a very smart strategy to maintain.
You still there?
Press.
Evolution of the mind. If you seek, then you shall find that we all come from the divine. You dig what I'm saying? Now if you take heed to the words of wisdom that are written on the walls of life, then universe.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
What should be the proper relationship between a chairman of the Fed and a president of the United States?
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take.
Testimonial from the former Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan. This is your host, Wayne Walton, with Mountain Hours Revolution Radio, and I'm on with my guest, Stephen Rockney, who's the owner of the Dredge Restaurant in beautiful Breckenridge. It's the most iconic restaurant you'll ever see, I think, and please come visit it when you come to Summit County, and we'll be having an event just for that specific purpose, which is RockyMountainPuff.com. Tickets are $75, where you can come and meet and experience Mountain Hours Revolution. Use the local currency. You'll have Sheriff Richard Mack, Adam Kokesh, Gary Franchi, Luke Radowski, Joby Weeks. Musical guests are the Wandering Monks and Jordan Page. And we're very hopeful that you can attend this event because this isn't a talk show. This is a do show. And Stephen, on that initial audio with Alan Greenspan. How does that make you feel when you hear him saying that?
Oh, it almost sickens me to my stomach. it lets me know that we have been conquered. We've been conquered by the Federal Reserve, the banking system.
Your audio is a little bit low. Can you speak directly into your microphone?
Sorry about that. Oh, yeah, I said it sickens me to my stomach to think that we have actually been conquered by a banking system. What a better way to destroy a country than from the inside out. And it puts everything, it makes you understand everything once you do hear and listen to him saying that he doesn't even have to answer to the President of the United States, that they're above even our Congress and our government. It's crazy to think that people are up and more about all this.
And what's amazing to me is you can play that to people, and they will turn around, and it's like their conscience won't even let the information in, so they just ignore it. They just it's like they never even heard it. You know, it's mind blowing that, like, to me, I wish everybody in the planet, you know, could hear that. And for anybody to have that gumption, he's basically saying, we are your king, you know, and you're a slave. You know, that's as simple as it.
Exactly. It's sad. It's sad for our country. It's sad for us to be fooled for so long by this Federal Reserve.
Exactly. Just think of how unhealthy that relationship is that we have with the powers that be, that we willingly, not us individually, but as a society, we live with this servitude and we pretend that it's not there. So, you know, that they often comment on this, that it's the like a Stockholm syndrome. So mm-hmm. We end up propping up our enslavers as if somehow or other, like, you know, there'll be some people that will understand that the Federal Reserve is corrupt and that they're really in charge. But in the meantime, they'll ask for health care from those same people. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, as if your slave master is going to give you good health care. You know what I mean?
No, your health care is just another tax. You have to pay that tax back to them. He basically will want you sick.
Right, right. So it's just diabolical. You know, I like to say that effectively at the Civil War, when it was over, they didn't end slavery. They just expanded the boundaries of the slave plantation, and they changed the rules up because they knew they can harvest our energy much more effectively through usury and debt. And So tell me from there, like, with respect to moving forward, what was, like, your next step? Like, you woke up some family members and you had successes there.
My next step was, of course, to find more like-minded people who kind of to understand what is going on in this country and what is going on in the world. So getting the Ron Paul meetup on Mondays at the Dredge Restaurant at 5 o'clock. Please come by if you want. That was an amazing event just because of the people I've met, like Joe B and yourself and David Justice. And just it gives you hope that we can win this thing, and we are going to win this thing. So that was kind of my next. And also my next step was to, get a DVD burner and hand out basically as much. I keep in my car always DVDs about Endgame, Terror Storm, American Dream, all these things. So when I do come across people and I see the question in their eyes, I can always hand them a DVD and just say, watch this, and they'll answer some questions for you. And especially when I come across people like at the post office, and when they're standing out there handing out their propaganda, I'm on as well. I get to talk to them and hand out some back to them as well. I'm just trying to fight it in my own little way, I guess.
Yeah, that's a really good message for everybody to recognize. You know, you can go about your normal life and, you know, just keep some, you know, I like, because it got expensive for CDs, and you never know. We got a break here right after this with Stephen Rockne of the Dredge Restaurant. Thank you.
War for the profit, bomb for the savior, false flags and erratic behavior, water full of chemicals, leached all the nutrients, fill the sky up with toxic pollutants.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The people are the money. Money is energy transfer technology, which is better than barter. Let's go back to basics to determine what money is. Before money, the people barter their services and products. A perfect barter system is one in which the participants can provide everything they need to sustain life. With this system, they are sovereign and independent. Imagine there are 25 businesses in this perfect barter system. They could get what they needed without reserve notes and sustain life. The problem with barter is that you need to find a person to have a direct trade with at a precise time. What if each business in the barter network created a $100 gift certificate out of thin air? The barter network could then trade gift certificates as a form of money without having to find a direct part. Paper money does not counterfeit, people counterfeit. Summit County Currency Cooperative is an honest issuer that keeps the quantity of money equal to the capacity of the producers in the network. Don't fall for the Rothschild's gold money disinformation. The elite control gold and silver, and the people will have to borrow it from them with usury. The people are the gold and can create money which makes them sovereign and independent from the parasitic usurers. MountainHours.com. The people are the money. Money is energy transfer technology which is better than barter. Let's go back to basics to determine what money is. Before money, the people barter their services and products. A perfect barter system is one in which the participants can provide everything they need to sustain life. With this system, they are sovereign and independent. Imagine there are 25 businesses in this perfect barter system. They could get what they needed without reserve notes and sustain life. The problem with barter is that you need to find a person to have a direct trade with at a precise time. What if each business in the barter network created a $100 gift certificate out of thin air? The barter network could then trade gift certificates as a form of money without having to find a direct part. Paper money does not counterfeit, people counterfeit. Summit County Currency Cooperative is an honest issuer that keeps the quantity of money equal to the capacity of the producers in the network. Don't fall for the Rothschild's gold money disinformation. The elite control gold and silver, and the people will have to borrow it from them with usury. The people are the gold and can create money which makes them sovereign and independent from the parasitic usurers. MountainHours.com. Money is a form of energy transfer technology which can be used for good or evil. Currently, it is evil because 1. It is based on a debt with interest which is mathematically unsustainable and results in exponentially compounding debt. 2. The money power is stolen by the parasites and spent by them first instead of the producer. 3. The parasites control its distribution in a top-down system. The currency then flows in economic circuits which support the values of the oligarchy. 4. The parasite purposely expands and contracts the supply to engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty. Solution? Usury-free local currency energy transfer technology permits the people to harness their own commercial energy. Only then are they sovereign to finance projects which support their values in a sustainable manner. No longer are the people in a condition whereby they are a dog which begs its own fleas for some of its own blood back. Mountain Hours.
We go our own way when we shine the light. We go our own way because we know it's right. Blessings be for the people in the good fight. Hold on, cause it's gonna be using the political and spiritual, melodic to the lyrical, explicit and satirical, but utterly sincere for you. We give it away like the Chili Peppers did, and the Funky Monks are here to repeal the deficit. It could be good if the people would come together, organize the streets in the hood.
It's not yes, it would be if we can get together in the street in the hood, and that's what's happening here in Summit County. The people are getting together, and they're creating their own organic monetary system. This is the path to emancipation of the global debt slaves from usury. And we're on with one of the great patriots of that initiative, Stephen Rockne, who's the owner of the Dredge Restaurant, where we had our very first transaction. And Stephen, you were getting into right before it went into the break, you know, that you have CDs and DVDs in your car and you hand them out. You don't have to change your life to be an activist. And what specific CDs and DVDs do you like to hand out that are most effective?
It all depends. I've approached it differently with different people. So if people are like, say, like they're a Democrat or they're little bit more liberal. I like to pass out, hand out the warning. And that has people like Chris, oh boy, what's his name? It just has more people from the left in it. And if people are a little bit more awake, then I like to hand out Endgame. Or if people are having monetary problems, I like to hand out the American Dream, which explains the Federal Reserve in a comical light, which is a great little 30-minute or so DVD. I just try and hand out maybe different things for different people.
Yes, you're basically effectively you're tailoring the message to your market. So as a good businessman would know, that's what you want to do, and that entirely makes sense. Basically,
oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
Because if you just hand it out, you just get right to the knee shooters basically and say, oh, 9/11 is an inside job, and people just will just shut you down. You'll just call you a conspiracy theorist and all these crazy things. And until people in this country that realize that 9/11 was an inside job and the reasons behind it and why it was done to us, to start to form this police state to protect the Federal Reserve and the banking system. You understand a lot better. I mean, it's just a couple guys in a cave didn't fly as some planes into a building. That was not what happened.
Yeah, I agree fully. It's when you start 9/11, it's a hard road to go with. But if you start with banking and monetary, it's a lot easier because the people that are in charge they purposely don't teach us about banking and monetary creation, and because of that, there's not like a built-up resistance where people are, that they're resistant and they don't get mad at you right away. So,
because they control the education system too, we're not taught this in school at all either. So, and they own also all the media or the TV or the television, and so we get nothing but propaganda from basically from when the day we're born to almost the day we die. It was nothing but propaganda fed into us.
Yeah, exactly. Well, speaking of our own media, it's basically the way the Rothschilds took over is they created their own money system. Then they, with that funding and financing by harvesting the energy of the people, they then could finance the control of the media. Well, the resistance to mountain hours, its response is that we're going to be doing this show, and that's going to be broadcast from the rooftop of Steve's restaurant, The Dredge, and we are very excited for that. Like, we're literally that space is being painted and getting ready right now. Do you have some thoughts on that? Like, how you'd like to move that forward, and what topics you'd like to explore, and with that space?
I think a topic I would like to explore when we do finally get this radio station going up and running, and I think it has going to have to be. I know that from the top, the presidency down, I mean, that's something we can't change until you change the bottom system. So basically, we would have to change what is going on in our own town, in our own communities, about even the same takeovers. What's wrong with our country on top is also what's wrong with our country on the bottom. And at least we can affect a change locally. And that's, I think, what I'm going to be focused on.
Yeah, I was losing you a little bit with the audio there. Stay. It's like I have to sit like a robot with the microphone without moving my head because I don't have much microphone discipline myself.
And these are some of the glitches I'd like to fix as well. I think when you can actually talk to people face to face and look them in the eye when you talk to them, it is very important to have a good place, comfortable feeling area that you can effect change.
Yeah, and just by having the meetings that are on Monday night, when people wake up to 9/11, you get really scared and you feel isolated. So as as brothers and sisters, we need to have a place where people can come and say, hey, you're not going crazy. It's the world that's crazy. You're sane, and we're here for you to kind of walk you through this you know, it's a grieving. You have to go through a grieving process.
Yeah, yeah, there's a big grieving process. Yeah, when I woke up to 9/11 being an inside job, I mean, thank God for family, because I just ran right home to mommy and daddy. I'm like, oh, you have to see this. You have to watch this. This makes total sense. And it made my mom cry when she realized that our government, George Bush, was involved in the attacks on 9/11.
Yeah. Just think of what the turn is there. Is like, I voted for Bush twice, and then now it's like, oh my God, like, number one, like, he's a bad guy, but he's like not even in charge. So it's even more, it's not like you can vote the guy out. It's something, you know, literally there's very few paths to our emancipation. I think there's really only one. It's for the producers, all of us, to take control of the monetary system so that they can't finance the police state to keep us enslaved anymore. And so that's what's going on with that. And then you get the media. And then by virtue of having the media in a town icon, an iconic place like yours, now it gives it credibility, as opposed to just being some crazy people talking. Here's educated people who can articulate the reasons why the bad guys do what they do. And then it's not that they're just fear-mongering and talking. They're actually affecting a specific solution, which the town is embracing. What do you think of that so far, where the town is embracing mountain hours and you see it expanding? What does it give you hope?
Oh, it gives me great hope. Mountain hours is a fantastic idea, and thank you for putting so much time and effort into it for no monetary gain. I mean, you're doing this just out of goodness of your own heart. So that's given back huge to the community itself as well. But yeah. I'd like to see it, of course, get a lot bigger so that people are actually using it. You know, it's not such a novelty. I think it's still in its infancy stage. So people are like the idea, but they just can't kind of wrap their minds around it yet.
Yeah, yeah. What's great is, you know, you're here in Summit, and the listeners, in Breckenridge, or let's say Summit County, last weekend in Frisco, they had something called the Frisco Barbecue. And the first thing you do when you come in there is you buy tickets, or I shouldn't call them, you call them Frisco or Barbecue Bucks. So what that is that you trade your Federal Reserve notes for this temporary local currency, and then the only way you can buy barbecue inside the event, where there's, you know, this is a huge event, is using barbecue bucks. So that's a temporary local currency. And then next weekend in Keystone, they have a bacon competition. And there you do the same thing. You buy bacon bucks. So the people here are kind of accustomed in some ways to these temporary local currencies. The difference with mountain hours, it's a permanent local currency. And so that, like, have you, I'm sure you've seen that, Steve, like that's basically what we're doing. It's like going to the fair and you got to buy tickets to get on the rides. It's kind of similar to that in some ways.
Yeah, no, people will catch on to it. I think it's going to take off.
Yeah, last night we signed up the National Repertoire Orchestra, and they joined up. So that was like a real big, it's great PR for us and it's great PR for them. And they get a little bit of money to help sustain what they do. And what would you say, Steve, as a longtime Summit County business owner, to any business owners in Summit, what would you say to them to express? How would you persuade them that this is a good idea? How would it benefit them?
Well, I think just a local currency is basically just going to give back to the community itself. And, like, it can't be basically just pillaged by, like, a Walmart or something where, you know, they can't take mountain hours and then take it offshore or whatever they want to do with it. The money stays here, so you basically transfer the money from one local business to another local business to back to another local business. So it just helps the community out as a whole and keeps it viable and getting easily taken over by all these big box stores.
Yeah, yeah. There's a good quote by what we were just asserting was Paul Glover says that, you know, Federal Reserve notes, he's the creator of Ithaca Hours, who's actually going to be on the show tomorrow. he states that a Federal Reserve note comes to town and shakes a few hands and then leaves, whereas the Mountain Hour system stays in town and it has you develop a long term. You're married to it. The community is. And it keeps all the wealth locally as opposed to taking it offshore, just like you had expressed. And then from as a next step, have you expressed or thought of any means by which you could offer this as presented it to your employees, like as a bonus, or because we've given out to waitresses as tips or waiters as tips. But it can be used to pay your employees. Have you ever started to get, you know, your mind about a possible presentation to your employees as to how to do that?
And a little bit. The bartenders, you know, when they get tipped in Mountain Hours, they obviously just turn them right into cash. I think it's something they hopefully will want to pursue and get interest in themselves. But I think more businesses we get on board and the more you start to see it happening more and more that, yeah, you know, they probably would not mind getting paid in Mountain Hours right now, but right now I think it's just kind of too limited for them.
Yeah, it's kind of the thing is the next step would be, you know, in talking to, you know, a lot of, you know, people around town, is like their biggest expense is rent. This is a, you know, a high real estate kind of area because it's so beautiful. And then how do you get rent? If, you know, most people, if you have a mortgage that it's 100% of what you're renting, it's absolutely impossible to do because you need all the Federal Reserve notes to pay your mortgage payment. Alternatively, if there's some money in there, if you have some room where you're netting some money, then it's possible where we can get some renters to take, or sorry, some landlords to take Mountain Hours in form of payment. Once we've, gotten with taxing entities and landlords, it'll allow for greater penetration into employees and those sorts of things.
When they did Ethica Hours, and of course in New York, how long did it take them before they were actually made it so it was basically viable?
Well, ultimately, I don't think they're ever paying taxes with it. But ultimately, you know, once we have a tipping point and there's there's no reason why we can't do that, because fundamentally those people who get paid from the taxes and, you know, locally, why they couldn't take a portion in sales tax and then turn around to pay those vendors that do work for the county or the towns. Because, you know, they live here too. They can turn around and go eat it, use it to eat or, getting their house fixed or whatever the case may be. But just like you're saying, as the network expands, it becomes more and more viable. And, it's my job to, you know, kind of get down and find out where everybody spends their money in the deeper and deeper levels, meaning, you know, rent cell phone bills and those sort of your utilities. Once we're able to penetrate those and taxing entities, then we get real, real penetration. But yeah, it's a process.
It's a slow process. But it's getting there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you just think about it, like with everything else we've done, like we've been doing the local currency now, I think for 6 weeks now. But we have 37, actually, as of last night, 38 businesses join. And it gets quicker and easier once people see it. And then they go, oh, we're already doing this with the Frisco Barbecue. We're already doing this with Keystone's Bacon Festival. So
they already do it here with Oktoberfest as well. They kind of do that exact same thing. You have to buy tickets to get beer.
Food. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So those events are temporary. So we just go, there's a reason why they do it temporary. Why don't we do this on a longer term basis? There's fundamentally no reason why we can't. And then, you would know better than I do with this stuff is that, the town is already interactive. Like the Breck Resort Chamber does the, Oktoberfest, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's viable. These systems are kind of already in place, but they're spread out among a whole bunch of systems. We just need to concentrate these ideas to make it, more comprehensive for a single local currency.
And the worse and worse inflation gets, I'll probably help a local currency more as well.
It's effectively, it's like an economic arc that we're building. And it looks like at some point next week, if we are able to get Comcast in there and everything, we'll be doing broadcasts at some point. And eventually it's our intention to do like even a little bit of TV, live streaming. I heard that Breckenridge is a 4G network now, so that'll make it that we're able to do live streaming with, through the internet. You can do that with a smartphone. So the technology is making it so that we can communicate outside of the gatekeepers with the dominant media. So we'll be able to do what they do, but we'll be able to spread truth with our message. And we'll be doing that here shortly at Stephen Rockney's restaurants, the Dredge restaurant. We're going to be going into a break here in a moment. And I just, this is a long-term commitment. The long-term commitment is Mountain Hours. The long-term commitment is this radio broadcast, Mountain Hours Revolution Radio. And we'll be back right after this break with Steve Rockney.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Gonna knock you off your feet.
better recognize your brothers. Everyone you meet.
This is Wayne with Mountain Hours Revolution Radio, and I am on with Steve Rockney of the Dredge Restaurant in Breckenridge, Colorado. Please come to visit him and his restaurant as soon as you're able to. That's absolutely beautiful in Summit County, especially in Breckenridge, and especially at the Dredge Restaurant. And in addition to that, that's going to be where we're having our event at Rocky Mountain Puff. That's July 5th through 8th in Breckenridge, Colorado. We'll have the Wandering Monks and Adam Kokesh and Gary Franchi and Sheriff Richard Mack. It's going to be an epic event. Please make it. Stephen, what do you think of this event coming up? Have you ever been in Summit where they've had anything close to that?
No, actually, I'm kind of excited to check this out. We've never really, I mean, I'm not quite up to date on exactly what is taking place, but I'm looking forward to hopefully getting to see Adam Kokesh and seeing Joby and everybody. And also, isn't the Ron Paul Bikini Girl team going to be there too?
Yeah, Joby's the recruiter for all that. Maybe it'll be Joby in a bikini.
Yeah. I don't want to see that.
So... But yeah, that's it's pretty amazing. Is that you know, just like you're saying before, that you know, this Breckenridge is a small community. It's I think 30,000 people, and but we're bringing this. All of this is happening out of Summit County. Joby is a big activist. You've got the this iconic restaurant, and your courage and passion is facilitating all this. So it's like genuinely a bunch of free-thinking people are taking action in a very small area to be the change in the world. It's the whole We Are Change motto, and where we want to set an example to the world. And I think, you know, that would be good. You're familiar with the whole kingdom thing of Breckenridge. I've really never brought that up before in the show. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Oh, well, Breckenridge is kind of, yeah, it's called the kingdom because kind of basically back when they were forming the states, they kind of left this part was known as no man's land, was kind of a piece of land that was forgotten about, basically, and really was not claimed until, I'm not really up to date on my history, but when my parents came here in the late 50s, early 60s, they used to kind of do the same thing that you were doing, and they used to block off Main Street on one end and block off Main Street on the other end, and then the only currency you could use was these Uller dollars that they created. So when you came into town, you had to stop at the little toll gate and purchase. They had their own currency, so it's almost like things are coming full circle again.
Oh, I didn't know
that. Next time I talk on the radio, I'll brush up on my no man history and why they call Breckenridge the kingdom, but.
I didn't mean to put you on the spot with that, but that was actually your parents were doing that?
Yeah.
How beautiful is that?
Yeah, well, they got in a little bit of trouble for that as well. But it was basically they were printing money. They had their own coins and everything.
Look at my big bank
account. You should sit down with my father and talk about that a little bit. I'm sure you'd find it interesting.
Right. Well, I appreciate it, Stephen. The hour is up, and Stephen will be a regular guest, and we'll be actually broadcasting from his business. So check out the Dredge Restaurant. Thank you very much, Steve.
We can change it anytime we want. Oh, you're welcome, Wayne. Thank you very much for having me on.
No work. Okay.
No job. No savings of money. A choice right now between fear and love. The eyes of fear want you to put bigger locks on your door, buy guns, close yourself off. The eyes of love instead.